Well, why are congressional lawsuits settled secretly? Calls for more transparency in how Congress handles harassment claims have increased since BuzzFeed revealed Democratic Congressman John Conyers settled a suit with a former employee who says she was fired because she wouldn't succumb to his advances. Conyers paid $23,000 or so out of his office budget, but the Congressional Office of Compliance paid out $17 million for 264 settlements over 20 years, and many want to know for what and how. Alana Shore, congressional reporter for Politico, lays it out. She joins us by Skype. And Alana, these payouts are for all workplace complaints, not just harassment, and not just Congress, but Capitol Police, for instance. And accusers seem to have to agree to silence. Can you explain?
Yes, it's extremely complicated. So there are two steps that alleged victims have to go through before they can file a complaint: mandatory counseling and mandatory mediation. Now, both of these steps have been criticized by victims' advocates who say forcing folks into them is not the way to go. But confidentiality applies to both the counseling and the mediation periods. Victims can ask to waive the confidentiality during the counseling period. But once they take their claim to mediation, that is strictly confidential. Non-disclosure agreements are super common here and very serious, but oftentimes imposed on these alleged victims by the offices, not the compliance office.
Well, and as they go through this process of trying to bring a complaint, it could take, what, I think 90 days, you've said, they are still working alongside the person they're accusing of harassment.
Oftentimes, yes. The Office of Compliance has plenty of guidelines. For instance, they say you shouldn't have to work in the same office as your alleged harasser. But having guidelines is one thing, and how they're applied in practice, that's very different.
Well, you have people like Congresswoman Jackie Speier who want more transparency, who want more support for these accusers, who, as you point out, they have to hire their own lawyers, whereas the congressperson's lawyer is paid for out of this fund from this office. What are people saying who are defending the process?
Very few people are defending the process, I've got to be honest with you. The Office of Compliance is defending itself in the sense that it says, look, we're fine if Congress wants to change what everyone now agrees is a flawed system, but we've just been applying the law as is. Now, there are plenty of legitimate concerns out there with the way the Office of Compliance has applied this law, particularly from alleged victims who've gone through the process. But as far as defense, that's few and far between.
Although we have heard some say that it's unfair to think of sexual harassment settlements as admission of guilt. And this $17 million that's in this supposed slush fund, you know, from this Office of Compliance, they say that most of it is not sexual harassment.
Yes. And I believe based on my reporting that that's probably true. But I mean, I think a reasonable person would say, well, if only a small percentage of that is harassment, why don't you tell the public how much?
Yeah. Well, and we should say Representative Conyers says he did not do what he was accused of doing. The settlement was to make it go away. That was paid for out of his budget office, but it's still taxpayer money.
Very, very correct. And it's important for listeners to know that paying these settlements out of office budgets means that almost no one keeps track of them except the member who has an interest in hiding this information.
And Representative Jackie Speier, who's been very vocal about this, has said there are two known harassers, one from each party. But then she came forward the other day to say that Conyers isn't one of them. So it could be that there are many of these lawsuits being settled through offices and nobody knows. Look, another question. The Conyers settlement story was revealed through documents provided by Mike Cernovich. This is the far-right figure responsible for lots of discredited conspiracy theories like Pizzagate. He gave the papers to BuzzFeed. Do you get a sense that this is going to become a real partisan hunt to find out who's had these lawsuits?
I suspect that it already is a real partisan hunt, but it's also a hunt among members of the media who believe that the public should have more information about this.
Alana Shore is a congressional reporter for Politico. We'll link you to her outline of how sexual harassment lawsuits work in Congress. Alana, thank you.
Thank you.